Top stories this hour. It's day 54 of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. scientists say 40,000 barrels of oil are gushing out every day. Violence flares up again in Kyrgyzstan. Scores of people died in clashes between ethnic Kyrgyz and Uzbeks. And FIFA 2010 World Cup fever grips the world as the games kick off in South Africa. Watching World News here on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, our top story, the U.S. scientists say the amount of oil leaking into the Gulf of Mexico is twice as much as previously thought. The new data puts British oil company BP under immense pressure to try and contain the disaster.
The oil spill just keeps looking worse with each new bit of data released by scientists. New figures for the blown-out well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico show the amount of leaking oil is more than twice what was previously estimated. The U.S. Geological Survey says the figure is now as much as 40,000 barrels a day. This means more than 100 million gallons of oil have already fouled the Gulf fragile waters, affecting people who live and work along the coast from Louisiana to Florida. It's the third time the U.S. government has increased its estimates since the spill began in April after an explosion on a major oil rig in the Gulf. The explosion killed 11 people and triggered the biggest crude oil-related natural disaster in the U.S. history. The new figures come a day after BP shares sank to a 14-year low over fears of the company's bankruptcy. There are concerns that BP may not have enough cash to pay for the cleanup operation on top of compensation for those affected. Relations between BP and the White House are now at new lows. The company is under immense pressure to come up with new containment plans. However, BP and U.S. officials say their newly designed machine, called the Hard Cap, will double oil collection capacity.
We are in the process of moving a mobile drilling unit into place. It'll probably be there about 14 June. It'll add another 10,000 barrel capacity from what's coming out of the wellhead right now, in addition to what's already there with the Discoverer Enterprise.
It's of no surprise if people don't trust BP figures and plans, because its previous attempts proved to have only increased the flow of oil.
Well, flash flood has killed at least 20 people in the U.S. Authorities are still looking for survivors in the rugged mountains of Arkansas National Forest. There are children among the dead. Officials are using helicopters and boats to roam the area in search of trapped individuals. 30 people have been rescued and 36 are reported missing so far. Authorities say as many as 300 people were camping in the area. The problem started when heavy rains triggered flash flooding of the Caddo and Little Missouri rivers overnight. Water levels rose up to 6 meters. State officials say such destructive flood is unprecedented in the history of Arkansas. In other news, clashes between ethnic Kyrgyz and Uzbeks have flared up in Kyrgyzstan's southern city of Osh. Health officials say at least 45 people have been killed and more than 600 others injured in the violence.
Violence between ethnic Kyrgyz and Uzbeks flared up in Kyrgyzstan's second-largest city, Osh. This after rival groups exchanged fire and set shops ablaze before engaging in street battles with police. Reports say an entire Uzbek neighborhood was set on fire after the ethnic violence escalated. The unrest in Osh has already claimed dozens of lives and left hundreds of others injured. The violent clashes have forced the interim government to deploy more than 1,000 troops and send in armored vehicles to control the unrest.
A vast conflict developed in the city of Osh and the surrounding areas last night. We, the interim government, worked all night and have implemented a curfew and a state of emergency in the city of Osh.
The renewed clashes come as the interim government prepares for a referendum in late June. Authorities blame the unrest on criminal networks operating in the south.
We are deeply concerned about this situation. It is being fueled by different forces, including those who are interested in destabilizing the situation in Kyrgyzstan and those who want to disrupt the upcoming referendum.
Kyrgyzstan South is the power base of exiled former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev, who was ousted in a revolt in April that left at least 80 people dead. The political situation in the south has remained tense since Bakiyev fled into exile at a time of flaring tensions with help from Kazakhstan. The upcoming referendum could resolve political disputes that have deepened after the April revolt and subsequent change in government. But the worsening political situation in the south may yet spoil any benefits a referendum could bring.
Well, violence in southern Afghanistan has claimed the lives of 2 American soldiers and 11 civilians. NATO says the servicemen were killed in an explosion, but it has refused to give further details on the incident. 9 civilians were killed in Kandahar province when their vehicles hit an explosive device. 8 more were also injured. Another bomb went off in a shopping area in the neighboring Zabul province. 2 civilians were killed and 16 more were wounded. Meanwhile, Britain calls on NATO allies to send more training teams to Afghanistan. The call follows the NATO chief's recommendation that sending trainers to Afghanistan is key to eventually pulling out of the country.
We do need to push our NATO partners to ensure that every country is doing everything it can to maximize its support of the training effort.
Well, Fox also said training teams were not military and therefore it was easier to persuade reluctant voters who were against the war in Afghanistan to agree to the move. Meanwhile, the United States is worried austerity measures could prompt allies to scale back troops in Afghanistan. That would force U.S. forces to fill the void at a time when the U.S. defense budget is also under pressure. Well, meanwhile, 2 U.S. soldiers have been killed and 6 others have been injured in an explosion in Iraq. A U.S. military statement says the soldiers were killed after an explosive device detonated near an Iraqi U.S. joint patrol. 5 Iraqi policemen were also killed in the attack. The incident took place in the eastern province of Diyala. In a separate incident in Baghdad, a roadside bomb killed 2 civilians. The blast also wounded 9 others. More than 4,000 U.S. military personnel have been killed in Iraq since the invasion of the country in March 2003. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. Time for a quick reminder of the headlines this hour. It's day 54 of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. scientists say 40,000 barrels of oil are gushing out every day. While violence flares up in Kyrgyzstan, scores of people die in clashes between ethnic Kyrgyz and Uzbeks. And the FIFA 2010 World Cup fever grips the world as the games kick off in South Africa.